Hello learners, today we are going to discuss our lesson number 2, that is mushroom spawn production. In the previous lesson, we have learnt about different type of mushroom and basic steps involved in their cultivation. We came to know that seed of mushroom is called spawn, and producing or procuring good quality seed of mushroom is the first step in cultivation of mushroom. Many big commercial units make their own spawn, however small scale growers normally purchase it. While purchasing, transporting and storing seed of any crop, we take precaution like selecting the correct variety, checking the quality and transport, and store it in a way that its quality is not affected. Same is true for mushroom seed. We will discuss about these aspects in the current lesson. Our objectives are, first one is steps involved in preparation of grain spawn, how we can prepare grain spawn. Second one is to identify the equipments required in a spawn lab, the list of equipments which is required in the spawn lab. And third one is the precaution during purchase, transport and storage of spawn. What precaution we should take during our purchase, transport and storage? First one is the spawn preparation. Before starting spawn production, we can prepare or procure the pure culture of the mushroom. Culture of mushroom is the fungus obtained from the mushroom fruit body under sterile conditions. We have equipment like laminar flow, clean air station that gives sterile air. You will see further that we use autoclaves to sterilize grains. Hence, the spawn is produced in the lab and cannot be made in open like in other crops. To prepare the pure culture, we take a mushroom or its spore and allow growing it artificially in a tube containing the culture media. The tubes have media like potato dextrose agar, malt extract agar, etc. The media is made free from living organism, that is sterilized, and all the work of preparing culture is done under sterile conditions. For preparation of spawn, the fungus from the culture is then grown on grains or any other suitable medium. Cereal grains like wheat, sorghum, pearl millet, etc. can be used for making spawn. Wheat grains are the most commonly used substrate. The wheat grains are boiled partially or half cooked after soaking overnight so that the grains become slightly soft but do not burst. After this, grains are kept on a sieve to drain out the excess water and are allowed to dry for evaporation of surface water. And next step is to add calcium carbonate 0.5%, like in case of 100 kg wheat, we can add 500 grams, and gypsum 2%, like in case of 100 kg, we can add 2 kg, mix thoroughly and fill in bottles or polypropylene bag. However, nowadays only calcium carbonate is enough to mix in the grains and its mixing maintain the desired pH. The bottles are plugged using plug made of non-absorbent cotton. These days most of the growers use polyfill, a synthetic material which you must have felt on soft pillow instead of cotton, as it is cheaper and gives better result. These filled bottles, bags are sterilized in a special equipment called autoclave. Autoclave for 2.5 are at pressure of 22 pounds per square inch PSI. The temperature inside the autoclave reaches to about 127.6 degrees centigrade. There is pressure gauge attached to the autoclave and we can directly read the pressure. After autoclaving is complete and it has cooled down, the bottles, bags are taken out, cooled and inoculated with mushroom culture, and this operation is done in laminar flow or under totally sterile conditions. After inoculation, the bottles are incubated at 25 degrees centigrade for 2 to 3 weeks when the mushroom mycelium fully colonize, cover the wheat grains. To begin with, spawn is prepared in bottles using the culture grown in the test tube, and this is called mother spawn. The first generation grain spawn prepared in glass bottle is called as mother spawn. Mother spawn is used to make commercial spawn, which is prepared in polypropylene bags, that is also called PP bags. That is, few grains of ready-made spawn are added in each bag. It is not recommended to multiply spawn to spawn beyond 2 generations. Polypropylene bags are used as these can be autoclaved and are cheap and easy to transport. These are then incubated for 3 weeks. In between, we inspect these bags, shake once or twice and remove bags that might have gone bed contaminated. Normally, it takes 15 to 20 days for complete spread of mycelium on the grain. We should have some of the important precautions while preparing spawn are. First one is always keep the inoculation chamber area where we prepare culture or transfer culture from tube to bottles or from bottle to bag, and its surroundings should be very clean. And another one is the switch on UV light in the inoculation chamber for 30 minutes before inoculation by keeping sterilized substrate, forceps, etc. inside the chamber. Switch off UV tube 15 minutes before you enter the inoculation room. Inoculation should be always be done near the spirit lamp flame to avoid contamination. And another one is the you should swab your hands and clean inoculation area using alcohol. Next one is the mother spawn should not be used beyond 2 generations as it is start to degenerate. Fresh spawn gives higher yield, therefore spawn may not be stored for more than a month. And another one is the shake bottles and bags after 10 days or so on ensure uniform white silky growth and also to remove contaminated bottles. Contaminated bottles, that is the bottles in which we see green, black or other unwanted growth which is due to entry of a spore of other fungi despite our precautions. And another one is the all the bottles must be labeled indicated forms, name, species, variety, date of inoculation to know the age and type of spawn. And another objective is equipments required in spawn lab. Different equipments are required in spawn laboratory. These include, first one is the boiling pans, boiling kettle for boiling the grains. We may boil grain in big utensil or boil in steam operated kettle if baby boiler is available. Otherwise, kettle working on electricity, kerosene or gas can be installed. Second one is the gas stove or streamline for boiling of wheat grains and preparation of medium. Third one is the digital pH meter to check pH of the medium. Fourth one is the autoclave for sterilization of spawn, medium and oven for sterilization of glassware. If oiler is available, steam operated autoclaves can be used for better efficiency. Fifth one is the BOD, biological oxygen demand incubator is needed to incubate culture. Sixth one is the laminar flow cabinet is needed for isolation and multiplication of culture and spawn. Seventh one is the refrigerator is needed for short-term preservation of mycelial cultures. And eighth one is the other items like glassware, chemical for medium preparation, non-absorbent cotton, polypropylene bags, disinfectant, calcium carbonate, calcium sulfate are also required. And nine one is the steel racks in incubation room and cold storage for keeping bags, bottles, exhaust fan, filter, office table, working table, trays, sieves, inoculating needles, test tube, petri plate, etc. And 10th is the air handling units fitted with HEPA filters can be installed for creating positive pressure in spawn lab, particularly in inoculation area. Similarly, air curtains are desirable to keep aseptic condition in the lab. Another objective is spawn storage. Fully colonized bags, that is the bags in which mycelium has covered all the grains and spawn is ready to use, can be stored in cold room at the temperature of 4 to 6 degrees centigrade for 1 to 2 months for the future use. The spawn of button mushroom, pleurotus can be stored at this temperature. However, neither culture nor spawn of wall virilla, ganoderma and callosaibes is stored below 15 degrees centigrade. The contaminated bottles, bags, tube, etc. are autoclaved before impeding or discarding. Whenever possible, freshly prepared spawn should be used because the mycelium is in the state of active growth. Temperature requirement and storage and incubation of different mushroom are days for complete colonization of mother spawn. In case of the agaricus, it requires 20 to 21 days. In case of pleurotus, 8 to 12 days. In case of lentinula, 20 to 22 days. In case of wall virilla, 6 to 8 days. And in case of callosaibe mushroom, it requires 15 to 17 days. And days for complete colonization in commercial spawn. In case of agaricus, it requires 12 to 14 days. In case of pleurotus, 8 to 10 days. In case of lentinula, 15 to 16 days. In case of wall virilla, 5 to 7 days. And in case of callosaibe, it is 12 to 14 days. And the requirement of the incubation temperature during colonization. In case of agaricus, it is 25 degrees centigrade. In case of pleurotus, 25 degrees centigrade. In case of lentinula, it is 25 degrees centigrade. And in case of wall virilla, it is 32 degrees centigrade. And in case of callosaibe, it is also 25 degrees centigrade. And the storage temperature in case of agaricus, it requires 4 degree centigrade. In case of Pleurotus, it is 4 degree centigrade. In case of Lantinula, it is 4 degree centigrade. And in case of Volvirella and Calocybe, it should be more than 15 to 16 degree centigrade. And the shelf life of the spawn is, in case of Agaricus, Pleurotus, Lantinula, it is 1 to 3 months. And in case of Volvirella and Calocybe, it is around 15 days. And during the spawn transport, most of the growers procure spawn from government or private labs, specialization in spawn production. It is not only important to purchase good quality spawn, but it is also important to transport and store properly. Many a times we may commit mistake in transport and storage and then blame the spawn producer. The mature spawn bags that are polypropylene bags with grains fully colonized by mycelium should be packed in well-ventilated cardboard cartons and stored at 4 degrees centigrade whenever applicable. The spawn is transported from one place to another in refrigerated vans or during night when temperature does not rise above 32 degrees centigrade. It is important that spawn bags are not exposed to heat and dust during transport. Starting spawn production is one of the vocations and is the first step in mushroom cultivation. However, it is not necessary that every mushroom grower should make his or her own spawn. However, while procuring, transporting and storing the spawn, there are some important aspects that should be kept in mind. First one is that we should prefer to use freshly prepared spawn because the mycelium is in the state of active growth. Second is that we should inspect all the bags to ensure that no bag is contaminated, that is having green, black growth of the other fungi. We should record name of the strain, when it was inoculated and on which date it was ready. Another is that we may pack the mature spawn bag in well-ventilated cardboard cartons. And another is that we may transport spawn from one place to another in refrigerated vans or during night when temperature does not rise above 32 degrees centigrade. It is important that spawn bags are not exposed to heat and dust during transport. The spawn can be stored in any cool place away from dust but should not be frozen. We should also ensure that the cotton plugs are opened when the spawn is to be used. And another is that during spawning, if you notice some bags with contamination, it should be removed and hands sterilized before continuing with the spawning. And at the last, let us summarize the important points we have learned in the lesson. First one is the pure culture of any mushroom can be made using part of tissue from stipe, pileus junction of its fruiting body or from its spores. Another is the mother spawn can be prepared by inoculating pure culture to sterilize wheat or other type of grain in bottle. Third one is the mother spawn can be used for spawn to spawn multiplication. Another is commercial spawn is usually made in polypropylene bags. Next is the incubation time and temperature. Time for colonization and temperature at which spawn can be stored is different for different mushrooms. Another is the while purchasing spawn, it is important to see that bags are fully colonized and free from contaminants. Another is the bags should be transported at low temperature and may not be exposed to dust. And last one is the bags may be stored in cool place and opened only when these are to be used for spawning. Any contaminated bag, that is the bag having black or green patches or foul smell, may be discarded. So our learners, I hope this lesson will be helpful to you. Thank you so much.